Let's begin Mesilas Yesharim. I have or had my copy of the Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, which I had in my hand literally 10 seconds ago. Oh, here it is. There it is. So remember, I'm using the Bilvavi Mishkan Evne as commentary on the Mesilas Yesharim. It's wonderful. It's refreshing. It's amazing. So somebody tell me the opening line again of the introduction of the Mesilas Yesharim. Let's start it one more time. It's one of the most famous lines. Page Yud Zayin. Page Yud Zayin. Here we go. Yes, Alter.
So that this is not teaching you something you don't know, it's to remind you of something you
Excellent. Know. The purpose of this work is not to teach you something you don't already know, but rather to remind you the things that are already known by people. First question on this opening of the Mesilas Yesharim. Why is it true that people forget the basics of life? If the Mesilas Yesharim is saying, you know what the basics are, you know what it is you need to do, why is that the case? I got to remind you the basics. You don't forget to eat, you don't forget to wake up. Why do people forget the basics if everybody knows it? He says, "My Bilvavi, Madua be'emes nishtachim yesodos elu kimat mikulam." Now, maybe you'll say that people just remember more that which is physical because you could touch it, right? He says, but we see that's not the case. When it comes to spirituality, there are many things we don't forget. His example, and he's talking obviously about a firm crowd, you don't forget to put on tefillin. You could have a guy who's a loafer who doesn't put on tefillin, but a guy who's an observant guy doesn't forget tefillin. Maybe some crazy case where you fly over the date line and you didn't realize it was day already, you could have stuff like that. But you don't forget to put on tefillin. He says, we don't forget. There are many things in Judaism that you don't forget to do. Ner Chanukah, you don't forget to light Ner Chanukah. However, for some reason, the things that you ought to do, the yesodas, the foundations, all of a sudden, everybody forgets that. I told you the favorite part of my of Milvavi, for me, is his mashalim. So look at his example now. Here's his new example. Adam kibel liado check. A guy receives a check. Al sach asaras alpayim dollar. $10,000. A present for his wedding, for his bar mitzvah, for putting on tefillin for the first time. Humabit b'check, he looks at the check quickly, and he doesn't care to notice that it says 10,000. He thought it said $10. Kevan shekach, hu einenu memar leches la'apkido bank. So he's not running to the bank. If you have a $10 check, you're not running to the bank to put it in. What does it make a difference? $10 more, $10 less, I'll be fine. If you understood the check said $10,000 on it, you would stop what you're doing, you'd either put it away in a safe, or you would run to deposit it in the bank. Why wasn't he careful about it? Because he thought it was only $10. Says the Bilvavi, what a beautiful first lesson on the Mesilas Yesharim. When you relate to the avoda that you need to do, like it's a $10 bill, you will forget it. That's why the Mesilas Yesharim has to remind people of what to do in life. Because they think the avoda of working on themselves, of improving their midos and becoming better people, they think of that as not so essential, not important, says the Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. But this is a plague of all the generations that we don't tend to see it in this problem. This is what you call in halacha shichacha. You forget. Shichacha, by the way, ruins a korban. If you take your mind off your korban, and the Kohen's bringing the korban for you, and he takes his mind off of it, gone. Shichcha, it's gone. If you take your mind off what's happening in a game, you miss the ball. You miss everything. You need to be on. You need to be alert. You need to always be on. You know that majority of the signs being flashed by the catcher are not really the signs the pitcher are going to use. Part of the job of the catcher is to keep the pitcher engaged. Because the moment the pitcher stops thinking for one pitch, spaces out, you throw yourself a bad pitch, and you have trouble. So every time, a lot of the signs are Narishkeit. If you would look, you see Narishkeit. Now, part of it is to trick the pitcher. There's codes. There, by the way, back to what we're talking about. The first lesson in Mesilas Yesharim, and this I'll close, is to be a thinking Jew. You got to be a thinking Jew. We're called the people of the book, not just because we read, but because we are thinkers. We need to think. Obliviousness is one of the main problems of our generation. People often don't do what they need to do only because they just weren't thinking. It's just mindlessness. Mindlessness. The problem of watching endless YouTube videos and the like is not because you're watching anything bad per se. Maybe you're watching great stuff. But the problem is the mindlessness. You check out from the things you ought to do and what you need to do. So that's the first lesson. Get in the game. Get in the game. Let's think about the way we approach life, what our mahalach is, how we deal with anything that comes up. What's our game plan? What's our battle plan for becoming greater avot of the Hashem? What is our plan for that? We'll stop there for today. And Mesilas Yesharim.